Hello, everybody, indeed. Welcome to Metanorn's Mini Talk on Space Dandy for episode 13. Even a vacuum cleaner can fall in love, baby. I'm J-Ro, joined by Poshizzle.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
And as you already know by now, this is the last episode of Space Dandy that we'll be getting until July, and that this will be our last mini talk for Space Dandy. So, what an episode to close it out on. I really enjoyed this episode featuring QT.
That's right.
The 23 days of coffee is the theme of the episode, as QT strolls along and finds this little restaurant, and there's a coffee maker that he's very much attracted to, and he keeps coming back to the coffee shop and getting all flustered, you know, getting all nervous that she may see him walking in. Very adorable.
Yeah, it's interesting seeing that. It's, you know, the character, I mean, I know we've already said before at the beginning that, you know, you saw Miyavkin episode, you know, Dandy gets all the episodes, and it's like, what QT, what is he? And I guess this is his episode. And like you said, he's robot in love, and it's very strange. You know, it's like, I think he even makes a comment that he doesn't understand what's going on. And, you know, from our point of view, he's a machine. By the end of the day, he's still a machine. Mm-hmm. So it's like, to see him, you know, fall in love is kind of weird, but also he said it kind of cute at the same time.
Yeah, but unfortunately, machines falling in love is not a good thing. And even as he starts to hang out around the shop more, gets familiar with Maker and Register and the others there, Maker gets taken away to a place called Dream Island, which pretty much is a junkyard for old appliances that go bad.
Right, yeah. It's like you said, when they break down and start malfunctioning, instead of repairing them and fixing them, they just, you know, send them into this big graveyard. And when we get there, I mean, because QT's kind of worried, if he gets there, he can't find the shop, and he's searching for her, and he eventually gets there, and there's like this community of old robots that live together.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a note here, it's a lot like a Futurama episode, and I'll get more on that later, but Bender does it all the time. He wants to kill the humans, that's his thing. And in this one, the colony of robots is not so friendly towards humans, because, you know, obviously they have a grudge because the humans just abandoned them and left them there, and instead of fixing them, they just, you know, got rid of them.
I should actually mention before that QT and Maker actually kind of go out, not really on a date, but, you know, it could be implied as much, and QT carrying Maker up to the top of a hill and looking at the sights of the city. You know, that was a very nice scene. The insert song in there, not really quite as impactful, but nonetheless a fun scene there.
Yeah, a little bit like a hip-hop song. I was like, it's kind of a rap song thrown there.
It kind of started off with some English lyrics and then just kind of went off Japanese the rest of the way. But before we get to the rest of the Dream Island stuff, there's a battle going on between Meow and Dandy. Who can be lazier?
Right. They don't want to do anything. And it shows you this week that they're so reliant on QT that when he's missing, they're like, what do we do? How do we even fuel our ship? Like, it shows you how lazy they are.
Yeah.
And the little competition that we're talking about off air, that they have a competition of how to get girls easy and fast. And Dandy makes his comment, housewives, desperate housewives. And he's like, oh, house people, whatever. He's like, those are good to get to. Mm-hmm. And Meow wants 2D girls, or he wants to be a fangirl of idols. I don't, it's funny.
Yeah, just like most other anime characters, 2D Kun, Kama from The World God Only Knows, 2D's the way to go. He has seen the light, Meow. there was one other scene that was pretty funny about making food, and then Meow said something, would you make a cake of boobies? And Dandy's like, why make a food when you can get the real thing?
Oh, yeah, because he's going to take a cooking class to meet girls. Like, they're working on their, they're working on their home domestic skills. And he's like, it's when we make the cake comment. Like, well.
Let's okay, so let's get back to the Dream Island stuff. QT goes there looking for Maker, comes across a guy named Toast, and he leads him to this big party, and Register is the DJ there, you know, spinning some tunes, and then QT and Maker dance, and eventually machines will rise.
Right, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. They have that, you know. And it also, like I said, Futurama did the same thing where these robots get together and they make a weapon and they want to kill the humans. It's similar to this one. They formed this giant robot, which is really cool looking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It reminded me a little bit of Pacific Rim because they have that, like, that little, and the power source in the center, or Iron Man suit.
Mm-hmm.
It's there, and like you said, Toast is like the main pilot, but I guess it's a form of all the robots together in one big thing. So,
yeah.
So Register's in there, and Maker's a little worried because, you know, she is, I guess it is revealed that Maker likes Register and not QT. And I felt kind of bad for QT, but he puts that aside and just says, you know, she begs someone to save him, and she QT just jumps in there and saves him. It's pretty funny watching.
Yeah, it's kind of sad because when she was first talking about Register, like, oh, he's so smart and gentlemanly, and QT was like, oh, jealousy forming.
Right.
And so how do we get rid of this giant robot? Well, we need somebody to save the day, and thanks to Dr. Jill's experiment, QT grows really big, and they have a big robot battle.
Yeah, like, it was a real cool scene, just seeing them, like, throw down. And... Mm-hmm. Again, like, I remember Pacific Rim, just these two giant robots just beating the hell out of each other. And QT, like, he gets pretty beat up pretty badly before that. He's, like, almost to the point where he gets destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
And the beam hits him, and even the narrator's like, somehow, some way, he got giant. He's like, was it the power of the beam or the power of love? I'm like, probably power of love. I mean, it's anime. It usually happens, but just seeing that fight was really cool. And, you know, QT actually putting in work this week.
Mm-hmm. And poor QT getting all beat up and getting his screen broken.
Yeah, and it's like, yeah.
Yeah. And then by the end, he just like, I'm going to drink coffee, and then...
Yeah. YOLO, basically.
Yeah,
pretty much. Until he just drinks it, it's like, oh, whoops. And, yeah, that was pretty interesting at the end to see him. He finally just drinks it, and it's just like, okay.
Yeah, and then that's how season one of Space Dandy ends. And it ends with an episode that I really enjoyed. QT, probably my favorite character this season, was always fun, was always kind of the straight character, especially with Meow and Dandy liking girls so much. He was the only source of common sense on the Aloha OA, and I'm glad that he got an episode like this to be the star in.
Right, and like last week he was like, he had stole the spot a little bit with the fishing.
Mm-hmm.
And this week he got more center focused on him falling in love and not really, you know, winning the love of his life right now, but
yeah,
you know.
But robots aren't allowed to fall in love.
Yeah.
I did like the one scene at like the very beginning of the episode where they talked about charging up your batteries and seeing the battery meter on his screen. That was really
right.
Cool.
When the robots charge a battery, they enter like a zen-like state, and they basically travel off, and they get hours to think. So I'm like, when I charge my cell phone, I'm like, oh, what happens? You know. And yeah, that was pretty fun. A nice touch at the beginning.
Yeah. So since this is our final mini talk for the season, maybe we can talk a little bit about the series as a whole. 13 different episodes. You can basically grade it that way per episode, and I think for the most part that all the episodes were hits in their own way. Even the one that maybe we weren't as excited about, Fosh and I, with episode 9, which is that trippy episode about the plants. It was just a great season that was very funny. It was very Western. I don't know how well the show is doing in Japan. I'm guessing maybe it's not quite as accepted there as it is in America. I think in the American audience might like it more. I know you and I watched a dub, and that was great. I especially enjoyed Ian Sinclair as Dandy, and the whoever is voicing QT in the series, I really liked. Colleen Klinkenbeard as Scarlet, I liked.
Narrator, I don't know his voice, but the narrator played a pretty big part in episodes. Because he's pretty fun to listen to. Even the episode where he's a zombie, at the end you just hear him turn to a zombie. I'm like, that, I mean, for me, I wouldn't really get that from the Japanese sub version, but
yeah. And that was funny that he was the second half of that episode, as every other sound was just,
right, yeah.
Yeah. And that was my favorite joke of this season, was the life insurance agents taking out the zombies. And
right.
That was really funny. But overall, a really nice season of Dandy.
Yeah, I'm going to miss it a little bit. I'm just going to miss it, just the characters interacting and just how goofy the series can be. And even the surprise, you know, hints of romance and seriousness. Like when we had the first alien girl that fell for Dandy, you know, the episode still is probably top five episodes for me of this first half. But yeah, I'm interested to see what they do with the next half. Is it going to be the same kind of pacing, you know, goofy, silly here, and then a serious episode here and there? Yeah. Or are they going to actually address the whole, you know, how Dandy's warping through time? Mm-hmm. Is he creating parallel universes? We don't know.
So. Yeah. Yeah, that is one thing I would like to see addressed a little bit more upfront in season about the parallel universes. We know from the ending lyrics that can explain why every series or episode has been, you know, starting over. You know, they died in the first episode,
right?
And I also think that it works that way with what Watanabe has done with directing, is that I get the sense that maybe this series he's bringing in a lot of other directors and animators and stuff, and sort of letting them take the reins. Maybe he's not quite as involved as we would normally think a director is,
right?
But he's getting a lot of other people there to experiment and stuff, and in some cases it's hit, some cases it's miss. I think there's more hits than misses, and I expect that to be pretty much the same in July when it comes back.
Yeah, it just goes to show you that he, you know, he's, I wouldn't say brave enough to let people do it, but, you know, willing to allow people take some of his stuff and do what they want with it.
Yeah.
A lot of studios wouldn't do something like that. Like, they would never bring in a different director to do a 2-3 episode arc of One Piece.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they are so set in their ways.
Mm-hmm.
While a show like this, it has more freedom because there's, like you said, it's not an A to B story. It's A, D, Z. It's all over the place. So
yeah,
and no episodes carry over to the other ones. So I think that's really nice. How they, even though some would argue they would prefer it to be a serious show versus a comedy, but you know, but I think it's a refreshing thing to have that.
I agree. This is what it is, and surely what it will be.
So. Right. They don't need to pull a Flamenco where the story is completely flipped. I mean, I don't want that. I mean, I wouldn't want the second half to be straight serious the entire time, like, because that's not what Dandy is for me anyway.
I agree. All right, and let's end our Space Dandy mini talks right here. For Fosh, I'm J-Ro. We will see you next time, baby.